This is an audio archive of the CrossFit Live webcast from April 3rd, 2005. The following is the complete program featuring the women of CrossFit on the subject of gender-specific adaptation to CrossFit training. For easier file download and management, this program is also available in two segments. Please see the archive page of CrossFitLive.com to download these segments separately.
It's the voice of elite fitness, CrossFit Live. Now, your host, Dave Young.
We're back for a brand new edition of CrossFit Live. This is Dave Young, and a good couple of hours lined up for you that I think you're going to enjoy. The general topic for tonight is women and CrossFit. And we've got an all-star lineup of guests standing by to talk to you. By the way, we did get our technical problems sorted out, so our guests are on the line with me right now. I'd like to ask you to hold off on your phone calls for just a few minutes while we catch up with Coach Glassman. We'll let him tell you what he expects from tonight's show and any other news and information he may have for us. Greg, good to have you back.
How are you, buddy?
Well, I was sweating bullets there for a couple of minutes. You know, I was afraid I was going to subject these people to 2 hours of me. And
we were having fun, though. The subject tonight's CrossFit women, and the women of CrossFit are half the CrossFit story. And we got some super representatives, some people that really make this whole thing tick here tonight, and wanted to share all of that with everyone.
Well, I know that, you know, women have just been involved in CrossFit from day one, and tell me your experience with that.
I don't know. We were just looking for people with the right spirit, and the ladies have shown through, and we're equal opportunity, and it's all about doing and performing, and the ladies have performed magnificently, and Lauren, my wife, is a partner in this thing, and Lonnie Lau directs our program, and Kelly Moore and Lynn Pitts have kicked everyone's ass, and they're both moderators on the board, and Lynn controls it with an iron fist, and I feel like I work for the ladies. And the margins by which they're performing over other athletes and over women is, I think, is at least what the men are doing, in a lot of respects, more remarkable. And tonight's our night to salute them and share some of that. So we've got some superstars with us.
All right, that sounds good. Speaking of superstars, who would like to identify all the women that are on line with us tonight?
Let's pass it on to Lonnie.
All right, Lonnie.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
It's
hi, Lonnie.
Really glad that we were able to all hook up here. Like I said, this could have been a really short show without you.
And we've got lots of great women tonight.
All right, who you got? You know, just give some names and quick little one sentence on each person, just so we have a sense about who we're listening
start
to.
Start with yourself and pass it around.
Yeah.
I'm going to let people talk about themselves.
All right, that's great, too. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
I'm Lonnie, and been doing CrossFit for about 3.5 years. Been training CrossFit to people, been a CrossFit trainer for about a year, and recently the program director of CrossFit and loving it all. Definitely the most effective thing I've done for fitness ever, and will continue to do indefinitely. And I'm really excited to hear what all the ladies have to say tonight about their experiences with CrossFit.
Before we move on, can I ask you to explain to everybody what exactly your role as the program director of CrossFit, what does that entail?
I think Greg should explain that role.
Making the whole thing tick. We're outgrowing every kind of container that you can put a business in, from bandwidth to square footage to phones and emails, and everything's been out of control. And Lonnie has a professional background that I think she should share, because she brings a professional expertise and wisdom and a calmness to everything we do, on top of which her execution and performance of movements is absolutely exquisite. So we use her as a model to show how the ideal human should move.
I notice she shows up. She shows up in the journal quite a bit, and
she's indispensable. And has traveled abroad with us, working with the military, and has worked with every type of special operations team, and has seen a lot of neat stuff, and is indispensable to what we do. So can't say enough good things about her.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on. Who's next?
Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here.
So Lynn will be with us intermittently tonight.
Okay.
So it's Kelly, actually. Excuse me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Kelly. Kelly will be here on and off. So let's give Kelly an opportunity to introduce herself now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be on and off the show tonight because I am at work. I work at a 911 center, and I'm going to be clicking in and out here as the night progresses. So I started CrossFitting in June or July of 2003. It's definitely the most effective program I've ever been on. I started off lifting in any way, shape, or form in 1982 or 81 or 82. I was very overweight. I think I was 165 pounds at my current height. Couldn't bench press a 35-pound bar off myself and could not hold my body weight from a suspended pull-up bar. I just couldn't do that. I started lifting bodybuilding-type style, how to do. Then I kind of got converted over to powerlifting in the late 80s. Managed to work my way up to the international elite class, lifting in 111-pound class, ADFPA, about the middle 90s. Maybe early 90s. Then I just kind of floundered for a while. I didn't really have a program I wanted to follow, and I found CrossFit, and things just started changing. It was pretty amazing. And I've got a phone ringing, so I have to leave now.
Well, I guess we kind of knew that was going to happen, didn't we?
Okay, I'll be back.
All right.
Put you on hold.
Before we proceed, that must have been Kelly's phone, because there was some really raspy telephone on the line.
Oh,
there.
That was me. That was my phone. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I think before we proceed, also, I'd like to just take this opportunity to get the telephone numbers out, and folks might want to just start jumping on the line if you have questions for the women of CrossFit. The number is 800-566-2245. Let me suggest strongly, please, that you check out the instructions on calling the show at CrossFitLive.com before you call. But in case you already have, I'll just remind you of the telephone number. It's 800-566-2245. You will need a PIN number, and that is 671-490. 671-490. Go ahead and give us a call now and line up, and we'll get you in to talk to these ladies here very quickly as soon as we continue on to find out exactly who it is we're talking to. Who's next, Lonnie?
Lynn.
All right.
pretty official throat clearing there. Well, let's see. I'm a reforming power lifter as well. I've been lifting since about 1980, I guess. Ended up being national champion, internationally ranked. I've benched double body weight. Came across CrossFit, kind of what I was looking for, a change of pace from the powerlifting grind. Been CrossFitting since September of 2003. Coach hasn't got around to taking pictures yet, but I would be his prototypical model for bad form on most of the movements.
You come visit and we'll snag you.
Why do you think I haven't come visit?
Yeah.
All right.
Lynn is out. If CrossFit had a Supreme Court, it would be Lynn. She's someone that Lauren and I both go to on a regular basis to find out what the right thing to do or not is. And she's been a savior to the message board and a lot of what's really important for the whole community.
Right.
Well, thanks. It's nice to be able to give back to the community a little bit. So.
Yeah,
okay, Lonnie, before we move on, can you tell me what's the count here? What's the total count of people we have online?
Eight.
Okay. Who's next?
Chris.
Hey.
Cam girl.
Most people call me Cam girl. Anybody see me on the website, that's what I normally
say. Louder.
Yes. Oh, am I still quiet? And
she's fine on this end, by the way, Greg.
Good.
Yeah. I am in the Air Force. I fly in helicopters now, and my nickname, though, comes from I used to teach chem warfare, and that's actually where I met all the people that got me involved with CrossFit, was teaching classes. And I had some of our PJs that now my job is to pull them into helicopters. They all weigh about 200 pounds, so they told me I was scrawny and I would drop them and that I was a wuss, and so I decided that I wasn't and told them I would go work out with them. So they took me to CrossFit, and I got my butt kicked for a long time, and I've really gotten a lot better shape, and
made me better at my job. I've had a blast, met a lot of really wonderful people, and so that's a little bit about, you know, what I do and why I'm at CrossFit.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Annie?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. About 1 year ago, I think it was, Eva T., who I've known, I actually danced hip-hop with her maybe 10 years ago, said, I have something kind of different for you to try. I want you to try this CrossFit. And I was hooked from the get-go and been doing it ever since.
Thanks, Annie.
Yeah.
Nicole, are you there?
And Annie's an amazing performer, an amazing athlete. Annie, how many pull-ups you got?
41. I'm going to 50.
Wow.
50 this month.
Yeah, but she cheats. She kept.
<Uh-oh>.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
Nicole?
Yes?
You there?
I'm here.
Hey,
Nicole's been an overnight CrossFit legend.
How did that happen?
I started CrossFit this past summer. I took a fitness class with my father, who is just recently, he was a bodybuilder most of his life, and then just recently got into functional CrossFit type fitness, and I took a class of his before ever doing any CrossFit workouts, and I thought I was going to die, and I wasn't really used to that because I was used to being in pretty, you know, relatively good shape, used to being, you know, done a lot of sports, And I called Tony, my boyfriend, and I said, I think I have some kind of disease because I took this class and I thought I was going to die. And he said, maybe you're just out of shape. And I was like, no, not me. And he said, why don't you try this CrossFit stuff? And so I started working off of the website, workout of the day. And then just recently, probably in October, went to the seminar and moved closer to the headquarters in SoCal, and have been just going more and more and becoming more and more involved, and love it.
Getting stronger and stronger. It's been amazing to watch Nicole's strength build in the last few months.
That is a fun process, isn't it? When you can still remember the first time you saw somebody walk through those doors and you watch their progression over a relatively short period of time, it's quite an experience.
Yeah.
It's a joy.
Yeah.
Eva T., you're back from Australia.
I am. Back on the slopes. Well, I had a career in ski racing. I went to 2 Olympic Games, and I won 6 national championships and a bronze medal in the world championships. And I met Greg the year after I retired, and I was wondering, you know, how am I ever going to stay as intense as I was when I was training for a world competition? And thank God, because this CrossFit for me has motivated me to, you know, stay fit. And now when I talk to people around the world, and I would say for myself, I do a lot of traveling, so I kind of feel like I'm a little messenger of CrossFit across the state lines and country lines, that I'm in the best shape of my life. And I wish that when I was training for the games that I had this program, because it would have saved me time and energy, and I would have been in the best shape of my life, which I am now in the best shape of my life, in contrast to looking back, getting ready for Olympic Games when I put a ton of time into training, and I don't think I was where I am now. So I'm a person that travels a lot. I'm on the ski hill a lot, and I fit CrossFit in where I can, and I am a CrossFit trainer and a trainee. And it's just been amazing for me, and it doesn't take a lot to see great results from this program.
Eva's another, as all these ladies are, indispensable part of the program. Nicole's running our kids' program. Lonnie's overseeing all of it, and Lynn's on the digital end of keeping us all safe. It's an amazing crew.
Anybody left, Lonnie? I lost count.
We've said hello to everyone.
All right. As far as being trainers, and let me just invite other people to join the conversation now anytime they'd like. 800-566-2245, 671-490 is the PIN number that you'd need, and we'd love to have you on the program beginning right now, as a matter of fact. As far as being women trainers in a modality of training that tends to be, how can I put this delicately, extreme, even for guys, how does that feel to you? I'm trying to get a sense about working at such a high level as a female trainer, where the air gets pretty rarefied and there aren't that many of you. Do you feel a special kinship with the with the program and with each other, being able to perform and teach at this level? Who would you like to describe
that? Do you want to address that?
Sure. I definitely think that there's a great kinship, because you run into different types of men. You run into men that love you for being a CrossFitter, yeah, and you run into some men that kind of, I've had sometimes a sense of fear, and maybe a sense of some men not able to handle the power that you have as being a fit person and also training them. So there's all types at CrossFit, and I think once the men know that we're only there to do the best we can for them, and I think I can speak for all the women, that we're only in this to spread the word and to help other people, that that's the bottom line, then their attitudes often change, and you get a feeling of respect from some pretty powerful guys. For me, my favorite is training military men, because you feel so, they're so thankful, and they listen so intently, and that, to me, that means the world to me.
Anybody else have any thoughts on that particular issue before we move on? We had a discussion on the last program a month ago or so. It just was kind of a spontaneous discussion that popped up, and it had to do with motivating people. Got some calls from some other trainers around the country who thought it was kind of curious that there were some people who would come on board and start the program, and they would just immediately get it, and they would just go after it with a real zeal that I'm sure all of us have witnessed, and in fact all of you have experienced that for yourselves. But then there's that other type of person that will come on board, and they'll just, they'll get slammed at a couple of workouts, and they'll see things they don't recognize, and that doesn't look familiar to them, and they shy away. And so we started talking about motivating people to get beyond their fears, to get beyond their initial lack of familiarity. And I'm wondering if, as women, this may be one of the areas where, there's a distinction between men and women when it comes to training CrossFit, and that's your approach to motivating people. Any particular experiences that you can think of that have helped get people over that first initial shock of being really lousy and getting their butt kicked?
Nicole, you want to speak to that? Do you have any experiences with that with your clients?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've noticed that really motivates people is success. And having a success, often someone will approach something as simple as a 10-inch box jump and say, I can't. And I'll say, I think you can, and we'll work on it and work on it, and inevitably they end up leaving doing it. And I think seeing those kind of results and feeling that kind of success, that's a short-term result, and then people also seeing longer-term results is very motivating.
Anybody else?
I think kind of unconditional acceptance of where they're at physically is very motivating, and encouragement. It's just letting them know they're doing a good job, even if they're only doing a half squat the first time you see them.
Okay, let me ask the question this way then. Is there a point at which you just say, I'm not gonna try, somebody who's very reluctant, who may become sporadically, who, would like to do it, but they're just not, they're just not participating on a level that would let them get any success. Is there, what's the point at which you just have to kind of let them go, I guess, as is one way of putting it. Or let me put it this way. How would you recommend that, somebody else draw the line at where they'll go to, you know, drag somebody in and make them do CrossFit?
Dave, I would just say I don't see these women as experts in the difficulties or failures.
The difficulties of what, Greg? I didn't hear that.
In difficulties and failures.
Oh, failures, yeah.
Yeah, there's been some winnowing that, at least it's from the HQ kind of people, from Lonnie and Annie and Nicole and Eva, they don't have to deal with much of that.
Yeah.
We've got an excited culture here, and a nice climate, a fun group of people, community of folks that are having a blast with this. And is everyone doing it? No. But we have very little study, patience, or understanding with the people that aren't getting it. Because the truth is, we know how to scale this thing. We're doing it for we're doing it for tots, we're doing it for old ladies, and we're doing it for everyone else. And so the folks that don't get it, we don't get it, they don't get it.
It is true. I think that it's people's decision whether or not they want to come, and we're there to help them be successful when they're there. But you have to make a commitment to it on your own.
Yes.
And then we will help you get to your goal.
Right.
Yeah.
At some point it becomes like asking the plumber, what about people who don't mind sewage in the living room? I don't know.
The latest journal talking about the Kipping, I thought that was pretty interesting, and the broader topic of the fact that some of the movements of CrossFit on the surface, you know, look to be like cheating. And a lot of you folks that train in CrossFit gyms have a real luxury of being surrounded by that very same thing. And it was really interesting to me because I train in a traditional gym environment, and I can't tell you how many times other trainers that I work with have come over to me, you know, and they'll kind of sidle up to me and they'll go, because they don't want to embarrass me, right? And they'll say, did you know she wasn't doing those shoulder presses right? You know, she was like bending her knees.
Yeah.
And I have to like go through the spiel, of telling them, and I'm sure that even in CrossFit gyms, you run into people who come in with real traditional concepts or real traditional images of what fitness is like. And, having to get them over that, hump of opening their mind a little bit to what exercise and movement can be and should be, obviously.
We expose them to personal ridicule and humiliation.
I think that when you talk about traditional ideas about training, I mean, I think of those ideas of mass media. Fitness magazine, cover of People magazine, latest diet. That's where a lot of people are getting their ideas about fitness, which they get their ideas about a lot of things from. And I think that you either have an athlete come in and they start doing it and they get it, or someone that's really taken the time to study the way that the best way to get fit. And those are the ones that come in and get it and do it.
Yeah.
And those are my favorite clients that are looking for information. And it does, for me personally, I get worn out in some ways, and Greg knows this, when I hear people repeating what they read on the cover of magazines and what diet is right and what the best thing to do is for exercises, because many of the people writing about it in the media don't know anything about fitness, and yet they're educating our country on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Just ask them to try it, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Just ask them to hop up and do 21 pull-ups any way they can. And, they'll realize quickly that kipping is not, it's not cheating, because it's not easy. You know what I mean? I think the thought is maybe that it's easier that way. And just have them try it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and have them watch somebody who's been kipping perform, and I think that's probably about as much evidence as anybody needs.
That's what our sense of it is that this is only an internet debate.
Yeah.
I don't think Lonnie has there been issues as to where the pull-ups are in any kind of a live event?
No.
Yeah, and have we? People are coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
All communities.
Well, Greg, we had a conversation recently. You were talking about how, you know, the women involved in CrossFit have actually pointed out something quite remarkable, and that is the fact that the CrossFit style of training brings men and women more close together in terms of performance. And how the sedentary lifestyle actually hurts women more than men. Can you expound on that a little bit? And maybe some of the women can also.
It just seems to me that the modern lifestyle for the general public has a greater impact on women's perspective. Performance and capacity in terms of what they should be able to do, what women can do, than it does men. And women close that gap dramatically compared to what is perceived in the public, to what we see under other programs or in other gyms. You know, you look at the performance of women, and it's going to form some kind of bell curve, and men are going to have another bell curve, and it's skewed to the right some. And what I'm seeing is that with CrossFit, there's more overlap of these curves, and that's my sense of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason for that, in part, is that we employ some high-skill kinds of movements. We recognize that coordination, accuracy, agility, balance, the neurological kind of stuff is essential to fitness, and a lot of that comes faster to women, say, than does strength or power. And the dumbing of physical training, removing some of those essential components, those neurological components, those four elements in particular, coordination, accuracy, agility, and balance, has handicapped women more than men. So,
any of you women have any thoughts on that subject?
Well, I'd have to agree 100% with Coach Glassman on that. I didn't grow up a tomboy. I grew up working on car motors, but that's about the extent of my physical activity. And to this day, I can't catch, I can't throw. It takes me a long time to learn a complex move like an Olympic lift. It's a real uphill battle, and I can see what other women are doing that are more athletic than me, grew up more athletic, and it seems that they pick stuff up much easier. That's just a personal experience, and I can definitely see it. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
I think I work out with women. This is Ken Girl, and
yeah.
A lot of them are military guys, and some of them are pretty strong guys, and I did sports all my life and always thought, men were faster. I was on swim teams. Men's times are always less. And so it was just something I always accepted. And when I came to CrossFit and saw actually Annie and Eva running around killing things by looking at them, I was like, whoa, this is different. And so I started, you know, starting CrossFit, and why I've been away from HQ, and I've been working out at military gyms. And I've had all kinds of guys come over to the gym watching me do Olympic weight lifts and say, wow, I haven't seen those since I was in high school. Where did you learn those, and how come you can do those? And started working out with some of the guys I went to school, you know, I was in training with and different stuff, and I was doing the same weights as a lot of these guys who go to the gym and do stuff. And so certainly I'm sure if they did CrossFit soon enough, they would be stronger than I was. But the things that I can do now, I was amazed at how much, because these are the same people I used to go to the gym when all I did was weight lift and run on separate days, and I would never come anywhere near the weights that they would touch. Mm-hmm. So I know for myself it certainly closed the gap a lot on the guys I work with, and any of them that are near my body weight, normally I'm doing pretty similar numbers of reps with them. So
for me, it certainly made a totally changed my perspective. I never would have looked at a guy and thought, oh, I could go lift with him. I would think, oh, well, I'll have a separate bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you walk into the CrossFit gym, and what I've noticed is that the guys of CrossFit, the coaches that are there, the trainers that are there that are men, I come in and they're talking about the women's performances. And I think that's pretty profound. Of course, you know, we've got our guys, Greg Amundsen, and a lot of fantastic performers on the men's side. But it's really cool to see the men brag about their women, the women CrossFitters, and it gives you a lot of pride. And I can say that the last five times I've been in, I've heard a man say, you should have seen Annie do this, you should have seen Nicole do that. And it's just cool that they can say it with a smile on their face, with pride, and they're not threatened by these women at all.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's got to be, you know how guys are. They're you know, can be kind of egotistical and not, you know, warm up real well to being outperformed by a woman. But there is something about understanding what CrossFit is all about and recognizing the levels which anybody can achieve if they just work hard enough. That gives you a certain respect for anybody that reaches a certain level of performance within CrossFit. And you just, knowing what you know about how hard it is to get there, you just can't help but have a great deal of respect for anybody that that can achieve the upper limits of performance based on CrossFit.
Dave, we've had high-speed guys tell us that, you know, instructors tell us that performance of the CrossFit women, and they're outperforming some of the operators, has told them more about the quality of our program than anything that Josh or Greg or anyone else has done.
Yeah,
but that was what was. That's what blew everyone's mind. Is that there were women living in Santa Cruz that could outperform simple kind of physical stuff, high speed kind of guys. That was cool.
Now, Greg, I noticed that when you put up the workout of the day, you don't put up a woman's version. And I'm sure there's a reason behind that. I'm sure there's thinking behind that. But maybe I should ask this of one or more of the ladies. When you approach the workout of the day, do you do the loads that are recommended in the workout of the day? Do you recommend to your women clients to do the loads that are recommended in the workout of the day, or do you modify that?
Now, speaking on my end, if I can do it with the weight, I will do it with the weight they recommend. I'll modify it if I have to. I can't clean and jerk 135 even once yet, so that's kind of out of the question. But
mm-hmm.
I would say modify if you need to and work at the highest level that you can.
And that goes the same for men and women. There are many men who can't do the recommended weights on the workout of the day, and so men and women are the same in that when we approach the workout of the day, we modify to our skill level and ability at that time.
Not only just skill level and ability, but also body weight. I mean,
sure.
200 pounds over a 200-pound guy's head is different than 200 pounds over one of our 90-pound tiny peoples.
Yeah.
Right.
But the expectation is that, that you will kind of, it's kind of self-limiting then. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I know I don't have the choice to lift some of the weights that
right.
are posted. I just
right.
can't.
Right.
But I think
that's
gender neutral.
Yeah,
that's a dumb question, isn't it?
Yeah, I would definitely say if you read any of the comments, you'll see men as well as women posting. They always post their load that they actually lifted with their time normally.
Right.
And so you'll find that it's pretty much a generally neutral thing. Everybody has, some people are going higher and some people are low and some people are exactly what it's at.
Right, right.
By the way, I have to tell you, that workout from Friday with those 35-pound dumbbell burpee things was wretched. That one hurt bad.
Wasn't it fairly obvious what to do with them?
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was obvious.
It didn't take much thought, I didn't
All right.
think, but it was... Thanks. It was a painful one. That was a good one.
Oh, no doubt.
And, Greg, we also were chatting earlier about the neurological adaptation that I believe what you were trying to tell me was that neurological adaptation takes place a little quicker in women. Is that what you were saying to me? Or there was some variation on that.
The neurological component in women is probably less endocrine dependent than it is in men, I would presume. Just a wild-ass conjecture, though.
Yeah.
But it makes sense to me. It's easier to teach women refined and essential motor skills than it is men, for the most part. And it's easier to make men more powerful than women, for the most part. And programs and scenarios that reduce essential skills handicap women, for better or worse. And so, for instance, we teach newcomers Olympic lifts, and very quickly the women in the class of every size and weight become powerful mentors to the men trying to learn this thing. Many of them big galoots, strong guys, a lot of mass.
Right.
We've seen this wherever we've gone.
And you're saying that specifically with the Olympic lifts because of the more subtle and sophisticated nature of the movement?
Yeah, but not just Olympic lifts, anything.
Yeah.
In terms of getting them inverted, teach them a roll, anything.
Can you teach me how to throw?
Yes.
We can have a remedial throwing class for us.
Do that. Radio throwing and catching.
Okay, that's very good. Not screaming when the ball comes towards you. Hey, I would love to hear from any women who are listening. I like Carrie, if you're out there, or Nikki.
Carrie Clumper.
I'd love to hear your experience with CrossFit and your experience sharing CrossFit with other women. And,
yeah.
It'd be great to hear from you.
Okay, great idea. If any women CrossFitters out there, this is your show. You can't pass up the opportunity to join us. 800-566-2245 and calling information available at CrossFitLive.com. Also, we do have a caller. I don't know if it's a woman. You want to find out?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out from the 425 area. That's up next this neck of the woods. Come on in. Who's there?
It's me. It's Brian Mulvaney.
Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Coach. Hey, ladies. How are you tonight?
It's the technical guy.
Yeah, it's your server guy. You just had to call in just to make sure it was working.
And is it?
It's working fine for me, Dave.
Oh, good.
We hear you.
Yeah, right. And you hear us. All right.
Good.
That's all we need.
Hey, you gals are heroes of mine.
Thank you.
Aw.
Yeah.
Talk about that, Brian.
Well, this conference thing's a bit of a bummer. I'd really like it if we could just be around a campfire and have a couple beers and chat and catch up. And I wish I could see these ladies more often.
You used to live down in Santa Cruz, and now you're up here in Washington with me. And I'm not quite as cute as they are. I know that.
Well, Dave, I'd like to see more of you, too.
Thanks, Brian. I really needed that.
Hey, well, I got a couple questions.
Go.
Yeah, I got a question for Lynn. How far past your bedtime are we now?
Way past my bedtime.
Lynn, where are you? Tell everybody where you are.
I'm in the woods in southwestern New Hampshire, and
yeah.
It's 10 after 11, and I get up at 3:30 every morning.
Man.
Oh, man.
I so appreciate you being here. And you can take heart in the fact that that over in Britain, we got some CrossFitters over in Britain that are just real peeved at me for doing the show at this time because it's 3 o'clock in the morning over there.
Well, right, but see, they could just get up at my normal time and they'd be good to go.
I'll tell them that.
Right. I did tell them that. They didn't.
They weren't buying it, huh? All right. Anything else, Brian?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
You know, I'm a guy, so let me go ahead and ask a crass guy question.
Well, thank goodness.
Here.
It's not what are you wearing, is it?
No, okay. No, it's not one of those. It's,
all right.
What's the training done for the love life? Talk about that.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Oh, you have a love life?
What a great question.
It was a great question. I can't wait to hear the answer.
Man, Brian.
Who's going to take it?
This is Eva. I can say something. I think I learned from Greg and from CrossFit that, you know, it's got to... Why are you laughing?
Hey, remember the FCC.
Hello, everyone. No, that's all I wanted to say.
We got no FCC here, man. This is, you know.
No, I mean, you want to strive for the best for you.
Right.
And I think that as a CrossFit woman, I think that our standards are very high. And that's all I have to say. Still looking for the right guy that I want him to be able to outperform me.
Wow.
I just wonder if, you know, I'm going to find him.
Sit down, baby.
It counts me out.
Mine's better.
Yours is better?
Yeah. I'm not sure why. I just feel like I know more of what I want, and I feel more confident in saying what I want. And also just that I deserve it, which is an interesting thing. And
badass.
It's been good,
assertiveness. It's growth.
You know, we could go off in a lot of directions based on that question, but I really like the confidence angle. The confidence angle is a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
We watch over time our women, when you know you yell out their names, they turn around and look at you different. And, it's just there's a wonderful growth, getting to whatever the hell it is you want, making sure that whatever's between you and your ends is surmountable.
Hey, Greg, did you find that in the women that were already high-caliber athletes like the Evas, or do you find that more in the folks that are coming to you from a less...
Just like the fitness, where there's less of it, the margins are easiest and some of the changes are most dramatic. But in the high end, where the margins get tight... You squeeze and squeeze, squeeze and squeeze, and sometimes tiny little differences make a hell of an impact. So some of both, but for sure, to take someone who's never had any kind of success with anything physical, and watch them flourish, is an amazing thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, just stunning, and it impacts more of their life than popular literature or lore or impacts in areas and things that we never talk about.
Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's as big an impact as you can have on someone in any respect.
Sure.
Someone I'm thinking of that would have been great to have on the phone is Sally.
I was thinking of her too, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just an angel in our hearts. Same as a...
What made you think of her, Greg?
She's gained enormous confidence. Sorry, Greg, I'm interrupting. Confidence and enormous strength and fitness in a very short amount of time with CrossFit, and has just completely benefited from the community of people, the encouragement, and the functional movement.
Why don't you folks explain who Sally is?
She was the least likely CrossFitter. Walked up and, you know... was overweight, 5 feet tall, and Athena gave her a hard time. I just didn't see it working, and unfairly. But what I didn't see working was what we do locally is rigorous and challenging, and it's unlikely stumbling in off the street that we're what you're looking for. Amongst people that are willing to work hard and invest in and of themselves, we're it. But not everyone's willing to do that. And I unfairly presume that a walk-in wouldn't do that. There has been my successful walk-ins are Sally and Olympic athlete also by the name of Nicole Carroll, coincidentally. In all these years, it's an unusual circumstance, and she just blossomed. It was perfect.
From the 360 area code, you're with us now on CrossFit Live. Who's there?
This is Scott Hagness, CrossFit Portland.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Good to hear from you. Got some comments or questions for the ladies tonight?
Scott, Lauren wants to talk to you about our next DVD, our second DVD.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, contact her on that.
Yeah, I will.
Scott Hagen. Hi, Scott.
Yeah, I just wanted to, we've been open here 2 weeks, and I just had a pretty amazing performance by a couple of ladies that were in the gym Friday. We were messing around with some gymnastics after we did our workout, and I was expecting them to do handstands along the wall, you know, and do that, and they ended up walking around on their hands.
Wow.
Both of them could do it in kind of in the split position.
Yeah.
And one of them managed a full range, you know, nose to the floor handstand push-up, which he'd never tried before.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Were these women who have been CrossFitting for a while? Because you said you've just been open a couple of weeks,
No? No, they were, as it turned out, they had a gymnastics background, but they were, you know, mid-30s. So most of the stuff they hadn't tried at all and didn't even walk in expecting to, you know, to try.
Mm-hmm.
Proving my point about walk-ins, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on your Portland CrossFit, by the way. Portland's one of my favorite towns, and I'm really happy to see you got something going down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
thank you.
We'll come down and visit you sometime from Seattle, huh?
Yeah,
Scott,
definitely.
What's the grand opening date on that?
The grand opening is going to be
in August sometime.
For a seminar, but we're doing a little grand opening in conjunction with the martial arts studio on May 7th.
Cool.
Have you got your website up yet, Scott?
No, I'm hoping this next week. I was actually up in Seattle this weekend. I had to go up and do, so I've got a little bit more to go, but either this week or next week for sure.
All right.
Hey, Scott.
Uh-huh.
Say, are you still doing much with the club bells anymore?
Yeah, actually, I do quite a bit. I'm going to the CST seminar next weekend, in fact.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, someday if I ever get up your neck of the woods, I'd like to stop in and visit.
Is this Lynn?
No, this is Kelly. I'm the other club beller.
Yeah, I see your posts all the time on there.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you.
Visit here first.
Time for a West Coast tour, maybe.
I think so.
The big tour, yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, Lynn, if I talk you into it, we'll just do a whirlwind tour. How's that sound?
Sure. We'll take my entire 6 days of accrued vacation time and try not to spend it all in one place.
Scott, did the women enjoy their workout? Did they have fun?
Yeah, everybody had a good time. And so far, it's been three-quarters women I've had in there.
Right.
And so there's kind of a good camaraderie already kind of developing among them. So.
There is life after curves. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, thanks for checking in with us. Good to have you.
Yeah.
Good to have you. Anything else, Scott?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right, carry on.
Thanks for checking in, Scott.
Good job.
Yeah.
Another call from the 20. Oh man, we are having some serious technical difficulties here tonight. We got a call from the 206 area code, and I'm going to get to that in just a second. So you guys just hang with me. You know, it's a complicated little setup here. I got to figure out how to make it a little less so.
All right, this is groundbreaking. It's
kidding.
Alexander Graham Bell stuff.
Oh, I'm telling you what, it's like Rube Goldberg, you know, but. All right, so here we go. We got a call from the 206 area code. So let's invite in whoever that is. Who's at 206 with us tonight?
Is that me?
I think so. Who is this?
This is Carrie from Seattle.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey there.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Wow.
Come on in, Carrie. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, Lonnie said to call in and say hello, so I thought I would.
Oh, you've been ordered to participate, huh?
And I can mention some of the experience that I've been having up here with the CrossFit women. We've been working with some Team Survivor Northwest women, which is a group of cancer survivors, provides a bunch of physical activities and adventures for these cancer survivor women. Most of them are 50 or over. And I have a group of about 12 to 15 of those once a week coming in. And
wow.
It's just rocking their world.
That's really cool.
Yeah. They're doing amazing stuff just to see. We have them deadlifting 135 pounds.
Awesome.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
65-year-old women.
Awesome.
And to see them leave the gym that night, the smiles on their faces, the confidence, they're like, I did that, was just the coolest thing.
That's neat.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Something to be immensely proud of.
Yeah, get them up on the pull-up bar, and they come down and say, I've never seen the top of the pull-up bar before.
And all that's right, none of what's wrong about the CrossFit Journal, you can lay at Terry's feet. She's an indispensable part of getting that out so we don't look like bigger idiots than we are.
It's fun.
Carrie, I understand that when you first, how did this program get started, by the way? Because I understand it was more or less an immediate success, wasn't it? How did it get started?
It was started by one of the women who works out at the CrossFit North, is the executive director now of Team Survivor Northwest, and she saw the perfect marriage of her two activities and brought it together. And we started off with two one-hour classes of 25 women each.
Wow.
And they winnowed down to the people who really wanted to do it, but I still have 12 to 15 who have been with it. They're in their third eight-week session now. So.
Neat. Yeah.
So you have an 8 week session, and how much carryover do you have? Do people stay on after that?
Yeah, most of the people I have now that 12 to 15 have been there for the whole time. I get a few new ones every session.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Lonnie?
I would love to hear more about how you got into CrossFit and what your athletic background prior to CrossFit was.
Haven't done anything much since high school, except I've been a kayaker, and I've done some standard sort of weight training in the gym, cardio kind of stuff. And I found CrossFit, somebody from work mentioned it, someone I didn't even know, on an email list. And I checked out the website, spent several days reading everything I could. This was about a year and a half ago. Decided that looked really cool, and wouldn't it be great if there was something like that up here, if I didn't have to be in Santa Cruz to do that. And then Not much after that, I heard about Nick and Dave opening up CrossFit North, and showed up and got a little taste of it, and I've been obsessed ever since.
I bet you checked out Lynn's back page before you started asking questions, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I think she was around before Lynn's back.
I met
Carrie at the first event I did for Nick and Dave up in the current facility.
In fact, that was my first ever CrossFit workout. We did Helen when you were up here.
Wasn't that more than 2 years ago?
I think it was.
Might be 2 years in October.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, thank you, Carrie.
Carrie's going to be down here in April with us.
I look forward to it. That's only a week and a half away.
That's, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice to hear from you, Carrie.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you're important to us.
Thanks, Carrie.
Carrie, thanks a lot for checking in tonight. And if you would like to do likewise, let me just invite you to pick up your phone. We got a toll-free line for you to join us here tonight on CrossFit Live at 800-566-2245. The PIN number to join the conference is 671-490. I'm sure we'd love to hear from you. We've got more than a half an hour left to go. And especially if you're a CrossFit woman, we'd love to get your experiences tonight on the program and just have a chance to have you add to the conversation at 800-566-2245. What's next? I think we were talking about Mary Conover, maybe. Let's talk a little bit more about her because... you know, she, as Greg, as you well know, she's been a huge inspiration for me watching her transformation, being a woman of, what was she when she walked in the door? She was in her late 60s, I think, wasn't she?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think 68 or so. And as I recall her, what brought her there, her son was training with you folks in Santa Cruz, and she came in because she was concerned having a new grandchild that she wanted to, you know, be able to play with that grandchild and get down on the floor and, you know, play with the child and pick the child up and all those things that get a little challenging for people if they're, you know, deconditioned at that age, and pretty common actually. And so she came in looking for some kind of fitness from that angle. And boy, what a transformation. Can somebody else pick up the story and talk about the transformation as it unfolded? Somebody a little closer to it than I am, maybe.
Well, even in her mind, I think, Greg, you mentioned that it was an issue of safety. I mean, if
she was way more...
the child and leave the house, she couldn't do it.
She was more straightforward than that. She had a 14-pound granddaughter she couldn't scoop off the floor.
Right.
And didn't feel she was a safe grandmother.
Yeah.
Right. Because of that.
Well, she sure can now, can't she?
Yeah.
She can. She was, we were doing clean and jerk the other day. She does deadlifts all the time, and she's in there with and without a trainer all the time.
Well, I remember showing up at the club one day, a Sunday afternoon, a rainy Sunday afternoon. There was nobody else there. This is, you know, back in the days when things were pretty sparse on Sundays. I put my key in the door and walked in, and there she was. She was in there deadlifting all by herself. And, you know, it's in her early 70s. I was so inspired by that. I couldn't believe it.
Amazing spirit.
Yeah. 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 Fascinating. And to watch, you know, here's the thing. You were talking, Greg, about confidence. And I have to say I've never seen a bigger transformation in that regard than I have in Mary. Her, seeing her there on the first day, kind of bent over a little bit and not quite sure what to make of, you know, all these weights laying around. And a year later, to watch her walk in that door with her shoulders back and her head up and her back straight and with that look on her face, I'll tell you what, man, that'll raise the hair on your arms, man. No two ways about it.
There's a lot of pride there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a beautiful story. And that's a CrossFit woman that has just amazingly inspired me personally. But
well, you know, if I can butt in on the story, I find that the parallel of listening to, you know, how you deal with an unmotivated person, and then here you have little old ladies who come into an uncertain situation, and then there's this internet contingent who talks a big game and lots of bravado, and they show up and do a couple of workouts, and then they go away and bash us on another forum. You know, I guess it speaks a lot to the difference in intestinal fortitude amongst the little old ladies versus, I don't know, whatever they are, 20-something guys that they're out and about.
The people that go away and bash CrossFit, I'm thinking that there's just a mental issue in that they can't let go perhaps of old paradigms, of old concepts of fitness, just can't quite get to a point where they're ready to see anything new. Would you agree with that? Anybody?
Yeah. I think it's an ego thing. I think they can't take the fact that it kicks their butt.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you 100% there.
I mean,
I've been watching the other boards, and I know what you're talking about.
It's sure fun in person.
I bet it is.
Oh, man.
Well, some of the people that badmouth, I mean, I am getting out there. I am competing, and I'm going to probably wear my CrossFit shirt every time I do it, too.
And you know what? To anyone that comes in our presence and finds that they bit off more than they can chew, we're not going to publicly embarrass you. You won't find your picture on the Internet looking stupid, even if you've had a big mouth. We treat people well. We treat them well, and we're forgiving. And we're having a lot of fun, and we're all learning.
You've had some distinct experiences of people coming to the gym there in Santa Cruz, thinking that they couldn't be challenged to any great extent by anything you had to offer, and you've had a little bit of fun proving them wrong, haven't you?
Yeah.
I think you've mentioned a couple of those situations to me in the past, and how those are particularly entertaining times.
Yeah, it's not our chief attribute, though.
What, ego bursting?
No. But
the entertainment value is very high. But
if you need a canvas on which to express your capacity, we got it for you.
Got that marker board all over the wall.
Yep.
That's
we'll
right.
In the right direction, you just blow right up.
We'll put your name up there. That's all right.
Yeah. You'll be famous.
Have you had women come in with that attitude?
Yeah, I think those little crosstown girls with the fake fingernails and the hairdos and makeup, I think they had some of that in mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah,
you know, back in the day when I worked out in a gym, you didn't see that because, you know, the sweat would make their makeup run.
Yeah, their makeup,
it doesn't look so good after they start puking.
They're sweat-proof makeup now.
They melt in every respect.
Yeah, but there's not CrossFit-proof makeup.
No.
No, there is, though, actually.
Is there? Yeah.
Lonnie, do you have some you need to share?
No, but I think one of us on the call does have CrossFit-proof makeup. I won't.
Wow.
Hey, we're still waiting for our first female CrossFit gym owner. Is that right? Or am I wrong?
Other than Lonnie and Lauren.
Yeah. outside of headquarters, obviously.
Well, partners, Jeff and Mickey.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think of them as partners there.
And Rainier CrossFit, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Husband, wife,
Yep. Yeah.
As far as a solitary female CrossFit gym owner, I don't think there is one.
All right. Well, let's just encourage those online tonight to participate in the program one more time. 800-566-2245. It's free. That's my favorite price. I hope it's yours, too. 800-566-2245. Check out CrossFitLive.com for more information. What else we got to talk about tonight, folks? I'm pretty fresh out of questions, but I'm just enjoying the conversation. So, tell me what you'd like me to know.
I got one. Ladies, what part of being fit is character?
Say it one more time, Coach.
What part of being fit is character?
It's all character.
Yeah, big dog. Yep. Rest of you, everybody?
It is all character. I mean, you're the one who's going to help the gym every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
Good.
to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of know, but I'm not sure.
Elaborate, Greg.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
You don't want to give it away?
Yeah, I don't want to give it away.
You want to taint the question.
I mean, yeah, I think
for
I do.
You, what does it seem to come down to?
Having fun. Even when it's not fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like character to me.
Yeah, for me it's all, I mean, so much of it is mental and, you know, just showing up and facing, you know, facing the challenges and keeping going even when you don't feel like keeping going.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
Sure.
And,
those things take on moral quality for me quickly.
Absolutely. It's all pride and self-respect at some point.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have enough respect for yourself.
Right. What can we have between us?
Right. Precisely.
Yeah, it's like the lost world.
Absolutely.
Starting point.
It is because, you know, Brian's question about love lives, you know, it hasn't changed mine. I'm going to be married 17 years next month. And my husband's not a fanatic like I am, but he has enough sense to respect me deeply. But you know, it's really hard to respect someone that doesn't have enough respect for themselves to take care of themselves.
Yes. We watch in our circle, the women who CrossFit redefine what it is that a mate should be.
Redefine what a mate should be? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Their standards and thoughts of self change, and so do their thoughts on what it is that a good husband or.
Yeah.
Significant other might be. We watch that form.
I think we are newly exposed to a different breed of male.
That's a big help, especially for those in Santa Cruz. That's a big help.
Yeah.
That's unfair.
Yeah.
It is very true. You'll never run into, or very rarely run into, a group of men that are so accepting and encouraging of women that are either even as good as them or better than them, or not as good as them. And you don't need to be as good as them, and they're still as. I mean, I certainly don't run as fast as Greg Amundsen, and yet he'll still wait for me and cheer for me, and I really feel like he's enthusiastic about it. I don't feel like he's just
totally
patronizing me.
Hey, let's grab a telephone call, if you folks don't mind. Let's invite a listener into the program from the 228 area code. Will you identify yourself and come on in?
Yeah, this is Alan. I'm calling from Mississippi.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
My question basically was, I guess just want to know what the ladies' approach is to their workouts. Other than the workout of the day, what other type of training do you do? Sports
or sports we do?
Sure.
Well, this is Kim Girl. I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is my other sport. CrossFit's helped out a lot. I've become a lot stronger, and all that core strength works great. It's grappling. It's a lot like submission wrestling.
Right.
So it's something that if you're not strong at, and mostly men do it, so you can't afford to, you know, flip your hair around and not get your butt kicked. So you really have to be able to not get hurt. And I got hurt a lot easier when I first started before I was doing CrossFit. Now my rib cage and my abs are so much stronger. I actually broke a rib because when somebody was sitting on me, my muscles weren't strong enough to support my body.
Wow.
And their weight. And now I can roll with a lot heavier people and do a lot of different things I couldn't do before just because my actual torso is so much stronger and more fit.
Right.
So it's been great for me.
Anybody else want to answer his question?
Yeah, this is Ann, and I teach a cardio kickboxing class as well, and I feel like I've really taken a class that started off kind of more along the lines of aerobic or dancing and made it a lot more athletic by incorporating a lot of the CrossFit movements and intervals in the way we train. And so I don't feel so much like your typical aerobics instructor throwing some kicks around as much as I feel like I'm empowering women with more physical strength and ability.
Right.
Annie, what about surfing? Do you feel like your fitness has changed or surfing has changed for you?
Surfing, you know, I have to say, actually, my shoulders have been so tight from so many pull-ups, it's actually made surfing a little bit harder, only because I'm usually so tired when I go surfing. But I would say center of balance is a lot better for my surfing, and I can take a hold down a little bit better when I'm out there as well.
I can say, this is Eva, I ended up going to Australia this winter, and the day I got back, I had to travel for some ski events, and one of the events was a ski race where it was gnarly. I was expected to perform, and I was skiing head-to-head with other women and other men. And when I come into those situations, I come in with a name and a bio, and people expect performance out of me. And this year, I came into this race with 5 days of skiing under my belt. And the thing that I was fast. I was with, you know, at the top of the group and beating women that were younger than me who had 50 days of skiing under their belt. And people were saying, God, I can't believe you can ski so well having 5 days on snow. And I would tell them, it's because I'm physically fit. And for me, if I have the fitness, and I realized at the end of my ski career that the fitness was important for me because skiing is a dangerous sport. And if I went down, I wanted to be able to survive the fall without a trip to the hospital. And now, for me, when I get on snow, since I don't live at the mountain, it's very important to be fit, mostly not so that I can ski fast, which is one part of it, but for the other side of it, which is surviving a ski crash, which is like jumping out of a car on the freeway, you know, at whatever speed you're going. And the speeds I'm skiing at now aren't what they were, but I'm looking at 35, 40 miles an hour and twisting falls with equipment on. And so CrossFit's given me the confidence, at least I know I have that stone turned over, that I'm as strong as I can be. And when I lose confidence and I call, and my mom has always been my confidence builder, she's like, you're very strong. You shouldn't worry about anything. You have this great fitness base to rely on. And I always remember, she reminds me of that, and my confidence just skyrocketed. So CrossFit now for me is a big part of my skiing career, keeping me safe. And another byproduct of it has been I've been able to stay fast over the years.
All right, Alan, thank you very much for the call. All of a sudden, we've got quite a few people online that would like to talk to you, ladies. Next up from the area code 780, come on into CrossFit Live. Who's there?
Oh, hi. Hi, my name's Sonia. I'm phoning from, well, I'm not going to tell you where I'm phoning in from.
Well, we know it's 780, so there you go.
Yeah, I just want to commend Mr. Glassman on his very innovative design of this program. I am most impressed. I've been exposed to a lot of modalities of training, and I've actually posted on Messboard just a couple times, and I got some pretty helpful comments from people. And I was just wondering, just as a question to the women in general, what do you think is going to light the fire for, like, the masses to do this type of training, specifically for women?
Well, we kind of talked about that a little bit earlier, and I'm not sure there's a simple answer to that question. Would everybody agree?
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
What did you say again? What's going to light the fire? What's going to make women want to do this sort of workout?
Experience, I think, would be the closest we can come to.
And thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, no problem.
Experience.
Thanks for the back issues.
What has lit your fire? Have you done it at all? Do you do the workouts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been taking a bit of recovery week. Lasted a while since doing this major squash last week.
What's excited you about it and made you keep going?
I think for me it's just the variety and the intensity that's really required, but I think also kind of like the universal scalability. I've been paging through some of the back issues, and it really excites me how you guys have come up with really innovative ways to make this program scalable to all types of different groups. And I think that's the problem with a lot of other programs that I've seen. I think a lot of other programs, they just tell you, okay, just do this. But you guys actually provide solutions. You guys provide innovative solutions. Sometimes they're more expensive. Sometimes they're cheaper. But they're innovative solutions that I think anyone that really wants to can use.
Our novices and our elite performers both draw inspiration from one another.
Yeah.
And it's a rarefied kind of environment. It's a special place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I first went to CrossFit, the first thing I liked was the people, because they're just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been great for a while, but the thing that really, really hooked me permanently was the results. I've worked out my entire life. I've swim team, water polo team, I did gymnastics as a kid. I've done all kinds of things. And I've never been this fit, and I've never had to work out this little to be this fit. I've always done several hours a day. And to go in for 45 minutes and come out and be in better shape than I ever was before, I mean, that you can't buy that. That's amazing. So that was really the last thing that happened to me. But the people were what started it for me. Really wonderful people.
All right. Thank you a lot for the call from 780, wherever the heck that is. We got another one up from 760. Welcome to CrossFit Live. Who's there?
Hi, this is Jeff from Mona.
Jeff,
hey,
hi.
Jeff.
How you guys doing?
Good. Jeff Martin, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Good to talk to you guys.
What's up, Jeff?
Well, I just wanted to call up. I wanted to validate a point that they were making about training women. I'm a reality-based martial arts teacher, and probably one of the most satisfying parts of being this kind of martial arts teacher is that you see women come in and they change. They start, like they were saying, they walk differently, they talk differently, they dress people differently. And it's something to be able to take a person who says, I can't do something, I can't do this, I can't do that, and show them that they can. And I think CrossFit does that. You know, you tell a woman who walks through the door, well, we're going to have you doing pull-ups. And they go, no, I can't. And then they do their first pull-up, and they're all over our forum. They're all, you know, just, wow, I just did this thing I thought I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes them.
Right.
And I can't, as a coach or as a trainer, I can't express the enormous satisfaction that does or that gives you to see that change in somebody. And just I wanted to validate that point.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Anybody have a comment or something they'd like to respond to that?
I have to say, this is Eva, that I can count how many people have done their first clean and jerk, and the light that shines in their eye the first time they kick that weight up correctly is priceless. And I love Olympic lifting. I think it's elegant and it's an art. And I think that on top of being fantastic exercise, But just to see my ladies that I train, the first time they kick up a clean and jerk or an Olympic lift, the look on their face, they got it. And then you can't stop them after that. You know, they don't need to be motivated after that. The motivation truly comes from within. And when they get these feelings of success and validation of their skill levels, they just run with it.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for the comment tonight. Appreciate a couple more calls we want to get in before the end of the show tonight. The next one is from area code 917. It's CrossFit Live, and you're on. Who's there?
Hi, it's Joshua Newman in New York City.
Hey, hello, Joshua.
Hey, Josh.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm calling, I guess, because I've been CrossFitting now for, I guess, about 3 months and have been trying to con as many of my friends into joining me as possible. And I've been noticing that there's sort of a different kind of objection that I'm getting from female friends, where the male friends are first saying, like, well, I don't think this could possibly work. I just have to go hit the preacher curl a couple more times. And that I've found is sort of easier to get past in the sense that, you know, you can start, they start seeing the results that I'm seeing and they feel like, okay, that'll work. But a lot of my female friends are more willing, on the one hand, to accept that, yes, actually, probably if I did a brief intense workout, it would be more effective. But here in New York City, the life is so crazy, and I think a lot of them, from what they're telling me, use working out the hour that they're on the treadmill or whatever as sort of a decompression time and sort of as much a psychological thing in terms of just trying to find a way to remove themselves from the world and relax and whatever else as a means of fitness. And so I definitely think that there's sort of like a CrossFit Zen that is just as strong, and I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts on how I could better pitch that sort of idea of, you know, it might be intense and it might not be as long of removal from the world, but you're really, you know, in the moment doing this or anything along those lines that might be good ammunition.
You can't really be other than in the moment with it.
Tell them this is high-intensity rest.
No, they get their workout done in 30 minutes. They get to shop for 30 minutes.
Exactly. They're going to take an hour and only have to work out for a half hour of it and do something else for the other half hour.
Right, well, on the treadmill. If you're ever around headquarters when they work out there, the only place I've worked out with a group of people doing CrossFit, there's so many people chattering at each other that for women it's a lot of fun because you get to talk. When you're on a treadmill, you don't get to talk to anyone. This is Chem Girls, I'm sure you all know, because I love to talk during workouts. So.
Dawson, you can tell them that it's much easier to be distracted at a low intensity than it is at a high intensity. So if they're really concerned with focusing their minds and therefore calming their minds by the whole Zen approach, then really something that was much, much more absorbing, like CrossFit, would be better for that.
Great.
Right. So, and other than that, I'm not sure what you can say.
I think you got a whole bunch there you can use, Josh.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, and we appreciate your call tonight. Got one more on the line for you ladies. Hold on just a second. Let's bring in somebody from the 916 area code. I think that's like around Sacramento, if I'm not mistaken. This is CrossFit Live. Is that right? Who's there? 916. Wow. That's weird.
A quiet area.
Really quiet area, isn't it? Yeah, I guess that's like a phantom line on my call screen or something. Oh, well. Okay, so let's, you know, that was, you know, when Josh asked that question, all of a sudden it was like there was this flurry of activity. Did I cut anybody off? Anybody else want to add anything to that as far as, you know, motivating women who might be used to more, you know, kind of sedate forms of exercise?
I really think just the way life is now, where people don't have time for anything, their family or their children, that CrossFit actually fits into the people's lifestyles now. They're commuting a long way, and they don't have really much downtime. And even though CrossFit is, to me, the best workout out there, it also goes along with how lifestyles have evolved. And if you assert yourself, you truly can get the workout done. You can get the work you need to do in 20 to 30 minutes, and you could be out of there. And I really think that little bit of extra time is really valuable to people.
The time is there.
Whoa, who's that? Who is that? You're really soft, whoever that is.
Yeah, Lonnie, is that you?
Is that Lonnie?
Yes, Lonnie. There's so much more to be gained from an intense, skillful workout as opposed to walking on the treadmill for 15 minutes.
Right.
They're just, you can't even really compare the two.
And the question is, what do you want?
Right.
If you want meditation time.
This call from 916 has popped up on my screen again, so I am compelled just to kind of check it out and see if somebody is actually there. Is anybody in the 916 area code trying to call in tonight?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Don Stevenson from Australia.
No wonder the call wasn't coming up.
Thank you for my T-shirt. I love it.
No worries. I wanted to see if you got that. Just to let everyone else know, I actually met up with Eva while she was in Sydney to train a sailing squad. So I thought I'd give you guys a call tonight.
Wow.
And Don is calling from Australia.
No wonder I was having trouble getting you on. Wow. Welcome. It's great to have you.
Hey, Don.
So how was Eva behaving herself down there?
Thanks for calling, Don.
Yeah.
I only managed to catch up with Eva the last couple of days. She was in Sydney, so I can't speak for what she was doing down here.
Okay.
But I just thought I'd let you guys know, I've been doing CrossFit now for about 3 or 4 weeks, and I came over to CrossFit from, one of the places you guys are talking about that occasionally slings a bit of mud at CrossFit. And, I thought I was quite fit. I'm a full-time fitness instructor, ex-military. Did a few CrossFit workouts and was really humbled, but I'm sort of sticking around and working through the workouts. And now I've actually got quite a lot of my clients doing the workouts, and a number of my clients are women, and they're doing CrossFit, they just don't know it yet.
That's great.
Yeah.
Would there be a problem if they did know it?
Well, there wouldn't be, and as they do a few of the workouts, basically I'm starting to tell them, that these are some of the workouts and they should check out the website. But I've got some clients who are very, very resistant to new ideas, and they're very much in the mindset that you have to do, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps and then go and run 2 miles to get a good workout.
Right.
So I've always got to be careful when I introduce new things to them. I mean, kettlebells was a big surprise to most of them, and I've had to work a lot of them into it very slowly. But I've now got women from 25 through to 55 doing variations of CrossFit workouts.
Cool. Are you combining kettlebells with the CrossFit stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent.
So I mean, I had 3 sets of clients this morning, and one of them was a guy who did the workout from last week, which was the hang clean squat thrusters mixed with the 400 meter run, which I have to say that workout almost killed me. But he was doing that with 2 35-pound kettlebells. And then I had a 55-year-old woman this morning doing a variation of Fight Gone Bad with some lighter weight dumbbells and medicine balls.
Nice.
That's fun. Don, when are you going to come out and see us?
But I recover financially from my last trip to the U.S. to do the kettlebell course. But I'm hoping that's going to be fairly soon. The other thing was I was down talking to the Australian Army on the weekend and told them about CrossFit too, so they're interested in finding a bit more about it too.
Excellent.
Don, you're a diamond in the rough. I was very lucky to meet Don in Australia, and the short time we spent together, we really packed in a lot of fun things, and I just am so happy that you called.
Yeah, it was fantastic to catch up with you. I mean, I was so lucky that I'd only just got back on to CrossFit and started doing some of the workouts the week before you I contacted you, and just to get that photo up there that showed you in front of the Opera House was very lucky. So
wow, what a great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Don, thanks for checking in from Australia. It's great to hear from you.
All right, guys. Have a good night. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon over here, so I'm going to go and do a workout, and I'll see you guys around the 4th.
All right. I hope you'll check in with us again, all right?
Thanks, Don.
Okay, all right.
Well, we got just a few minutes left here, I think, and might be a good opportunity for us to begin to wrap things up. Any final thoughts from anybody about anything? This would be the opportunity to say that. Greg, anything you want to say in conclusion?
I got nothing.
Well, I got a question. Who thought of the idea of the flak jackets and doing the sit-ups that was posted on Saturday's workout? That looks intense.
That'd be Captain Andrew.
Yep.
Yeah.
Andrew Thompson. That's our Marine.
Yeah, those workouts look like they'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, every Friday was combat theme, martial theme.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been delivering good chunks of the Marine Corps martial arts program to our classes.
Oh, outstanding. I wish I lived
and they're,
up like
and they're
that.
Loving it.
I know, and I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I think the most beneficial part of all of those workouts is the camaraderie building, the teamwork, and, with the log when we did that, just the teamwork that gets built from those workouts is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And
also,
the environment is already very team-oriented.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
If everybody is amenable, we do have, it looks like we do have another caller here. Let's try and squeeze one in before we say goodnight, all right? This one's from area code 509. You're on CrossFit Live. Who's there?
Hey, guys, this is Tyler. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Tyler.
I thought that was Eastern Washington.
Yep. What's going on, buddy?
The troublemaker.
Not too much. I'm the troublemaker.
Posture.
Well, you just barely what's the past tense of squeak? Squeaked?
Close.
Squoked in under the wire? It's good to have you, Tyler. What's up?
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying the show, and I must say the past 2 years for me have completely changed the way I think about women. And the first was gymnastics. And when I started gymnastics, I was incredibly humbled by what they could do because I couldn't do anything. And so... Yeah, I really looked up to the girls, and they were the ones helping me out. And then the same thing happened at CrossFit. You know, the women, they definitely lead the show down there.
What? Elaborate on that just a minute, will you, Tyler? What do you mean by lead the show? Just your perspective.
Well, my perspective is that at CrossFit, the women are definitely active leaders in the community, and you don't really see that at a lot of gyms, but at CrossFit, the women, they definitely take the center stage.
And you found that in gymnastics too, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's any sport that's more egalitarian than gymnastics. And I don't know, I mean, I think it's just because the neurological component in gymnastics is so incredibly high that... it does give women certain advantages.
Hmm. Anybody have any comments on that thought? Oh, come
cool.
on.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you. But yes, that's all I can say.
I can see how coming into CrossFit, you are often greeted by a female trainer, and there are plenty of us vocal female trainers there. So I think you get a good dose of us when you're at headquarters.
All right.
So, Tyler?
Your phone sucks.
Tyler?
Yeah, Lonnie's fading on us. I'm not sure if it's the phone. It might be Lonnie.
It might be me.
Oh, no.
It's your Apple phone.
Tyler's still there?
Yeah, Tyler's still there. Yeah.
Hey, Tyler, I got to tell you, your first generation power rings went with me to Mexico, and I hung them up on my third floor balcony and was doing muscle ups and practicing all kinds of stuff on the balcony, and the security guards just loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
They pack well, but it's very interesting when you go through customs because they wonder what these things are. It's very fun when they tear your luggage apart, and there they are. You should tell them they're for putting on people's necks and breaking them.
No.
Tyler, I loved your tip on the site, too.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That was really great.
So, Tyler, are you over in Pullman right now, Tyler?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you're just hanging around listening to us tonight, huh?
Yeah. What else would I be doing?
I can't imagine. I absolutely can't imagine.
Causing trouble.
Well, listen, we are... Anything else, Tyler? We're about to wrap things up here. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to get in here.
No, you no. Good? Thanks for doing everything you're doing.
All right.
Buddy, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
And we'll see you. Tyler's going to be down here doing the rings part of our certification seminar in April, 15, 16, 17.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tyler, thanks.
Bye, buddy.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Tyler.
Bye, Tyler.
Okay. I think that's going to do it for tonight. What do you think? We got everything in?
I think we did a good job. It's a great, great group of gals and a powerful program, and we all owe you the world for holding this whole thing together tight as glue. Only the way women can do. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you, Greg.
And I do appreciate all that you've contributed tonight to the program, too. And it's good to spend a couple hours and kick around CrossFit. And that's going to do it for this edition of CrossFit Live. And we will be back with you at another time, like I said, in a month or so. So I hope that you'll join us then. Hi, this is Dave Young. Thank you for listening into this archived edition of CrossFit Live. You've been listening to the program from April 3rd, 2005, featuring the women of CrossFit. And I want to thank all our panelists again for participating in this program. If you have comments, suggestions, or music you would like to contribute to CrossFit Live, please address those to host@CrossFitLive.com. That's host@CrossFitLive.com. I thank you for all of your participation in every form. And for current information on CrossFit Live and the status of upcoming shows, please visit www.CrossFitLive.com. We'll see you next time on another edition of CrossFit Live.